Welcome to Photography in the World, conversations about photography and other random thoughts. I'm your host, Larry Smith. Hello, and welcome to 2025. Well, here we go. Another rambunctious year to deal with. It's been a hell of a ride the last decade, I guess. Or in my case, the last six decades. So I hope you're all ready to start a new year. I hope you're all feeling good. And let's rock and roll. So the other day on Instagram, I saw a post on Instagram that was kind of my, you know, history thing, you know, then compared to now. And it was 2000 versus 2025. And it was a New Year's Eve video. And in 2000, nobody had a camera. Everybody was just there getting their drink on. They had their New Year's Eve goggles on and their horns, and they were partying and yelling and screaming and crammed like sardines into Times Square. No cell phones. Nobody, everybody's just enjoying the moment. 2025, the video shows a different story. Everybody pointing their cell phones at Times Square. A sea of cell phones. And I guess it's all great. I mean, it's all good. My question is to you is, how many times have you taken a video on your phone and never watched the video again? But, you know, maybe once or twice, maybe you posted on Facebook or Instagram and, you know, kind of shared a few moments with your friends commenting. But after that, that went away. What's your lasting memory of that? Do you have one? I'll bet that your lasting memory is just you taking that video. See, the problem is that when you get all tied up in taking videos and snapping pictures, especially something like, let's say a concert for a conversation, that you don't enjoy the moment. You don't enjoy all the other things that are happening around you, whether it's the drunk guy falling on the floor, the girl dancing on your other side. You miss all that because your single focus is for this video that, A, you probably shouldn't be taking at the concert venue anyway, but for something you're never going to watch again. Because I've been guilty of it too. And I think that it's kind of a waste of time when you think about it. When you look back on all the videos that you've shot since you've owned a cell phone that had any kind of decent video quality, how many videos, A, have even been any good, have been worth keeping, and B, how many did you actually look at? I guess the point here, as much as I love to go out and you know, take photos of things, I do event photography, and I like wildlife, I like candid street photography, but that's kind of different because I'm searching for a specific moment in time, right? It's not a random moment necessarily, but it's trying to capture a specific moment. And I put those photos on my websites to remember them and have some other people can see them and hopefully enjoy them. But from a personal standpoint, it becomes rather difficult to manage the thousands and thousands and thousands of photos that all of us have crammed onto our cell phones to where they're about to explode. And it dawned on me in thinking of watching this video the other day about, you know, enjoying the moment, that do I always enjoy the moment when I'm just taking videos and just shooting that stuff? People travel all over the world. I've done pretty extensive travel around the world, you know, many places at least. I don't know if around the world, but many places in Europe over the last couple of years, and I've taken a lot of photos. But there were times when I just said, you know what, I don't necessarily need to bring home a picture of a bridge in Dublin, Ireland. I'd rather just stand on the bridge and enjoy the view and watch the people and just remember it that way. Because that mental picture sometimes is better than the photo on your camera anyway. You tend to add more detail in your head about what was happening. And when you snap that picture, all you're worried about is, did my camera take the picture? So it's great. Don't get me wrong. I am dissing on it a little bit, I guess, but don't get me wrong. The photos are great. I'm just curious on how the rest of the world, you know, uses those photos after they take them. besides just filling up the storage on their phone. It's interesting. There's no data on this. There's no nothing. It's interpretation, right? It's a matter of opinion. It's what, you know, what do you think? Maybe you're one of those people out there like, hey, I look at every single photo that's on my phone all the time. You may do that. You may do that. I have thousands and thousands of photos on my phone. And I don't look at them all the time. Every once in a while, I'll be scrolling through them like, hey, I remember that photo. But that's really kind of it. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon. As far as my photography work, I've taken about 120,000 photos over the last 6 years. 120,000. And it wasn't until recently that I realized that I could sit down. Well, it's not that I realized it, but I just never did it. That in Lightroom, that I could see what's called the metadata. So the metadata is what camera you use, what lenses you used, and all this, you know, aperture, all this other data, right? And it was kind of interesting to me to look at this data and realize that out of all the cameras I have and all the lenses I have, that I only use a select few lenses to shoot those photos. Only a vast majority were two or three lenses that I used. And from an exposure perspective, they weren't what I thought they were. Right? So it's just in analyzing all this data that you have when it comes to photos, whether it's photos on your camera or photos on your phone. There's a lot of stuff out there that you just never look at. And it can be overwhelming. But I guess my tale here is, after, you know, kind of rambling on about this stuff, is to just, you know, every once in a while, just put it down. You don't need to film everything. Not everything in this world needs to be filmed. And we're a society of filmaholics now. Everybody's got a cell phone. If you watch videos on like let's say you watch the news, right? And you watch an event. There's always hundreds of people standing there with their phones. Is that necessary? Is it necessary to videotape the Fox News guy doing his show? Nope, not at all. Or NBC or CNN or anybody else for that matter, just to be fair. Right? It doesn't matter. Right? I mean, we've all seen news on TV. Save it for the stuff that really matters. Because I would rather have fewer photos that meant more than a lot of photos that meant nothing. And the in-betweens are the time where you put the camera down, you live in the moment, you listen to the music, you get lost in the music if you're at a concert. I have gone to concerts and just been there and watched people around me just videotape the whole concert. And I'm like, did you even enjoy it? Did you even really hear it? Because you were all only focused on trying to get your phone pointed at the lead singer of the band. It's kind of sad. To the extent of, when I was growing up, when I was in my teens, I was a big heavy metal fan. Iron Maiden, Scorpions, Judas Priest, that kind of stuff. I grew up in the 80s. And part of the experience of going to that concert was getting the ticket. We would go to Sears at Harlem and Irving in Norridge, Illinois, camp out in the parking lot. We'd sleep in our sleeping bags in the parking lot just to be the first in line when the ticket agent opened the next morning. That was the experience. We didn't have cameras. We didn't film any of that stuff. We just lived it, right? We went to the concert with our friends. And we just lived it. It was all in the moment. And there's nothing left. There's nothing there but the conversations and the stuff in our head that remember that by. Would I like to have pictures of some of that stuff? Oh, hell yeah. That was a cool time in my life, as it was a lot of kids' lives back then. But today, the focus has changed. We're less about the moment and more about the things. So it's important not to forget about the moment. I can't say that enough, how important it is not to forget the moment. The moment is so important, whether it's your child's birth or graduation or your child's wedding, those are important things. They're important things in photographs, but they're important things to just, you know, be there and focus on that particular thing. There are events in history that people have taken pictures of. And the one that always pops into my head, and it's not a pretty picture, is the napalm girl from the black and white photo of the napalm girl from Vietnam. And many other historical pictures and portraits out there, but that's one that kind of stands in my mind. That picture told a story. Storytelling in photography is very important. Anybody can take a picture. Not everybody can take a photo. It's rare. I shouldn't say it's rare. There's lots of photographers out there. But you just kind of know when you see a picture that's like that photograph, that moment in time is special. So the two things just really go so hand in hand. That what is the fine line between the picture that you take on your phone and the memory that's in your head? Where is that line at? So again, I ask you, are you going to go out this weekend? Are you going to take some photos? Are you going to go to a party and take photos? Maybe a birthday, maybe a kid's birthday party, maybe a wedding. Are you going to take photos? Will you listen to this podcast and then think, before I take this photo, is it going to be a good photo? Is it something I want to remember? Or am I just taking a bunch of photos and I'm missing out what's going on behind me because I'm trying to snap a photo that in the big scheme of things doesn't mean anything? Make them count, folks. Make them count. Those are the ones you want to remember, because I guarantee you when those good photos get mixed up with a whole bucket load of photos of your foot or your thumb, you'll forget about them all. So take some time, live the moment, think about the photos you're going to take, and by all means, take the photos. Take the photos, because they're important. But don't forget to live the moment. It's so important. Life is short. You don't want to be standing behind a camera. You want to be in the camera, right? You want to be in the picture. Be in the picture, not behind the camera, if you can. That fine line, they're both great, but you got to do both. You got to do both. You got to live life, have some fun. And you know what? Just be nice. In a world full of stress and anxiety, be nice. Be nice. Don't take a photo of somebody who doesn't want their picture taken. That's not a good thing. It's not worth your time. It's not worth their time. I did a lot of street photography. And more often than not, people were pretty cool about getting their picture taken. Some may have given me a scowl or a strange look. I've had a few people approach me and said, absolutely not. You don't have my permission. Well, I'm in public. The truth of the matter is, yes, I do have permission, because you're in public. You have no right to privacy in public. However, it's not worth that argument. It's not worth arguing with somebody. You're going to ruin their day and your day. If somebody were to come up to me and say, hey, I don't want you taking my picture, you know what I do? I just erase it. I show them that I erased it. There's no reason for me to keep it. I don't even want to keep a picture that I took of somebody that didn't want to be kept. So public photography is a whole different story when you got a big camera in front of your face as opposed to your cell phone. It's a little more unintrusive than a big camera. But again, for me, it was about trying to capture the moment. Capture humanity and reality of what's going on in the world. So take those pictures, enjoy those moments, and just be nice. Thank you.